be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrites and evildoing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tomb of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous, and you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus, you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Before we talk about today's Gospel and the readings, today we are celebrating the memorial of St. Augustine. Yesterday was the memorial of St. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine. And Monica really contributed to the conversion of St. Augustine. Monica prayed for so many years for the son, Augustine, before Augustine was converted. St. Augustine, before he became a saint, actually, he's from Africa. Before he became a saint, he was a rascal. He was in the court, the Manichaeans. And he was a man of great wit, very intelligent. Very intelligent, hyper-intelligent. But in all this, he realized that all these are vanity. That no matter how knowledgeable you are, no matter how smart you are, no matter how high placed you are in the society, without God in you, there is something lacking. But while St. Augustine was doing all this, the mother was crying, praying for her, asking God to please touch the soul of my son. So one day, when Anthony, who heard about the preachings about Jesus. So one day, he decided to enter the church where St. Ambrose was preaching. So he entered the church and he stood by the corner, listening to St. Ambrose. The preaching of St. Ambrose caught him. That was the moment of his conversion. After listening to his preaching, he came out from that church a new person, and he started to search for God. He started to yearn for God. And you know, as a man of wit, at that time he was a professor of rhetorics in a university. But only one preaching caught him. And his life turned around. He was baptized at the age of 32. And after his baptism, he started to yearn for God, to dig more about God. There was a book that he wrote that is famous. Yeah, we all know the book. So in that book, there was something that he really wanted us to understand, that our souls will never rest unless our soul rests in God. That is, no matter what we do in life, no matter how we are, no matter our behavior, no matter all we gain, all we have, without God, our souls will never rest. And that is one thing I want us to meditate upon. That God is very important in our lives, because all of us, we came from God and we will return back to God. And this brings us into today's gospel, when Jesus was very fierce about the lives of the scribes and the Pharisees. Was calling them hypocrites. This gospel calls us to meditate and have a retrospection and ask ourselves, does my life relate to this? Am I a good person, both internally and externally? Or am I a good person always, only outwardly, but inwardly, I'm a different person? If we examine our conscience and we find out that there is something missing, it is a moment for us to change, have a metanoia, complete turnaround, like St. Augustine. It is not late. Augustine was baptized at the age of 32, and afterwards he became a bishop and a saint. So we can be a saint. There is still time for us. We still have that opportunity to dig deep and see if there is something missing in our lives. And we amend those and live better lives. And we might become saints tomorrow. And that is our desire. That is our desire, to share in the divinity of God. So my dear friends in Christ, as we celebrate the memorial of St. Augustine today, let us pray for the grace to think about our lives and to make the necessary amends. And also for the grace to become a better person and to become a saint like St. Augustine. Please may we rise.